So, with the ongoing construction of the 11th and 12th flyover, a lot happening in the state at the moment in regards to traffic, especially around the Rumokuta and Tiomboba axis. But that's not what we want to talk about this morning. Compensations were made before project began. And in the course of compensation, we even had some property owners who protested and complained about being shortchanged, underpaid, and their properties undervalued. That went on for a while. The state government asked property owners within and around Ilabuchi, Rumokuta, Rumola, and Mboba axis of Obiakpo, who were planning a street protest over issues relating to the compensation, to shelve that plan. Particularly, the Commissioner for Works, Dr. George Kelly, in an interview explained that the state government is following due process in the demolition of affected properties. So let's listen to what he said.
I hear some persons are planning to demonstrate. I hear some persons are accusing the valuers. There is nothing to hide. The compensation document is a public document. If you want to know what you are due for, if you are not satisfied with what the valuer has shown to you, you can come to the Ministry of Works. The documents are there and see it for yourself. But where you see the value that government has valued and you say no, you want to protest, you want to fight, I don't think we'll take it very easily with you. I assure you to be law-abiding. The valuers that did the valuation, they are all core professionals. They are all registered. Start professionals with the Nigerian Institute of Estate Valuers and Surveyors. And what they have recommended to us is good enough, and it's exactly what we are using to pay for compensation.
Okay, that wasn't all he said. The Commissioner for Works also said that it is not true that property owners were paid a paltry sum as compensation.
No, you can't talk about range of payment because the properties are different in sizes and they are different in magnitude. It could be a one-room shop, it could be a one-story building. It's according to the square meter involved, you know, and the height of the building that compensation has been done. And all of this has been computed and valued accordingly, and we are following that chart. When you say government is paying 300,000 or 400,000, it does not make any sense to me. No two properties can be the same. There are some that could be 20 million, there are some that could be 50 million, there are some that could be 30 million, there are some that could be 60 million, there are some that could go as low as 500,000. It depends on what you have there. You could just have a kiosk there. Do you expect me to pay you 10 million for a kiosk? No, won't waste government money like that.
All right, so there you heard Dr. George Kelly, Commissioner for Works, speaking on how the annual evaluation was done. And he said the height of the building played a role in it, amongst many other things. But that's not all. We spoke to a property owner around that axis whose property was affected by the construction work. And, well, he said a few things. Before we get on with the conversation proper with our guest who's already here with us in the studio, I'd like you to listen to what this property owner had to say.
The 11th and 12th flyover has really affected our building, most especially around the Rumokuta axis, that have displaced many indigenous from their homes. As I'm talking to you now, a lot of people have relocated to a different location. While this is going on, the money that was paid as a compensation to those whose property were marked for demolition is very, very low. And you can imagine a property that is worth over 6 to 8 million, some 20 million, some 10, 15 million. A property like the one I know and also affected, a property of 10 million, we were paid below 3 million naira. And if you ask me, what with 3 million naira? Do will it bring back a shop, over 7 shops, up to 8 shops, including houses behind? What will three million naira do? The state government should have a rethink and listen to the people. I was thinking that this time the government will come up with a reasonable amount for compensation, but what we are seeing now is beyond our imagination. So we are pleading with the state government and the River State Governor to please. We know he means well for the state, and that the project he's doing is for the betterment of everybody. Some people don't have any other alternative because the money they have cannot provide anything for them.
Okay, so there you heard one of the property owners whose property was demolished, and he was compensated. But then his complaint was the compensation wasn't, the value of it didn't match the property that was demolished. And hence, it's a difficult time for him and so many others. Well, it's the reason why we're having this conversation today. This conversation is to actually x-ray the compensation being made by state government. I have in the studio with me a guest. She is an estate surveyor and valuer, a member of the Nigerian Institution of Estate Surveyor and Valuers, Dina Opulai. Welcome. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm sure you heard what the young man said.
Yes.
But I'd like to start from this angle. When valuing a property in a situation like this, how is it done? What is required? Are there particular measures that are used? If you can enlighten us.
Okay, first, we have to understand that government does not pay for land, because the value of a property consists of the land value and also the building value too. Mm. So compiled together, you get the appropriate value of your property. But once you remove the value of your land and just concentrate on the building, you realize that you're not going to get the full value. And compulsory acquisition by government does not require them to pay for land. They only pay for the exhausted use. That is, I just want to put it in later. If you have a building on it, it's the affected area they're going to pay for.
Not the, okay, let's get this right. So government isn't even going to pay for the whole building per se.
Mm-mm.
So if it's perhaps a building is like 6 feet long, and then
they need
government just cut out 3 feet. So that's government would only pay for 3 feet.
The affected
and
area.
Then the other 3 feet, that's... what if the other 3 feet is something you can no longer use?
No, that's one of the problems we actually always try to talk about, because the retained value, just like you have a three-bedroom apartment and government is cutting out your dining, your kitchen, your parlor, what are you left with?
Your room.
But the thing that they only pay for that, and which is very wrong, one of the problems. So we are always saying that government should try to pay for, at least if 60% of your property is affected, pay the 100% for it instead of just the affected areas. But still not done.
Because the complaints from some of the property owners around, let's say the Rumokuta axis and Boba axis, would be their shops. I mean, whole shops were demolished and all of those. And they are saying that the payment that was made did not equate the value. Which brings me to this question. When you compensate for buildings, your estate value and your value in a building, do you include the economic value of that building or the area in which it's situated while you are, you know?
Well, we actually use a construction rate, but one of the problems is that we still use the construction rate of 2011. So the cost of building materials, increase in price, are not actually factored into today's...
So it's now a problem of the law.
Yes, it is. It's one of the things that government should review the construction rates.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously know that we have a lot of problems that need solution in compensation valuation. So one of these problems, apart from the fact of the retained portion, we also have the problems of the construction rate we used. Inflation is not 2011 cement then and now.
Exactly my point, because now if somebody is giving 3 million for a building that he feels is worth 10 million, I mean, first off, you can't even get a land in such an economic environment for that price, not to talk of building on that land. So where does this then leave property owners who are affected by this when activities like this happen?
Actually, it's the law that we are always pushing for them to review. Because the Land Use Act of 1978 has stated that government has the rights and power and authority to acquire properties for public use. It's their land. But individual and private owners' land should be compensated for. But not necessarily. Now we don't compensate for land. Government does not compensate for land, just the building. So that is one of the problems. If they can review that law and include land, if the land is included, it's going a long way in the valuation of the properties.
How would that work? Because the government will claim that, I mean, the Land Use Act also gives the government certain powers over the land, especially when it's for public use, they can do what they want to be reviewed. So how much effort are surveyors and estate valuers putting into ensuring that perhaps these laws are looked into, so your clients can get the worth of their properties?
From the national level, I know that the president of the Nigerian Institution of Estate Surveyors and Valuers have most times been pushing, because it's not a state government thing. It's from the federal. This Land Use Act is a federal act.
Mm.
It's also inside the Nigerian constitution that the compensation should be paid. So it's also a constitutional. So it's the legislators here, the lawmakers that should push. So the institution is also trying to reach out to lawmakers to review Land Use Act, because it's not just us, it's a Nigerian constitution thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go further, you can send questions to us via WhatsApp or on social media. We're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH, on Facebook and on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. Just drop your comments, we'll take them. The conversation is basically on extraying the state government's compensation to property owners, especially those whose properties were demolished around the Rumoku Dambaba axis for the construction of the 11th and 12th flyovers. Okay. I started off with playing you some inserts what some of the landlords in those areas, property owners, had to say, their complaints. And now our guest has just said, well, government doesn't even pay for the whole property. It pays for the part it is
affected,
not the whole property. Is it possible that maybe enough sensitization isn't being done, so people aren't aware of these things, and then the government come across as being, you know, inhumane, no compassion, perhaps? But then you would say the government is just working within what the law says. Can't the government decide to say, yes, the law says this, but let us do beyond that?
Well, at the long run, the contract is given to SA Surveyors and Valuers to do, and they always try to factor in. But no matter what, if you bring out an overvaluation of the property, government has right to say, no, this is not going to be paid. And they can send in an independent valuer to review such valuations. So I also know that property owners, most people are not really enlightened about it, but they have right to also question the value of their property. If they don't like it, they can reject the offer. They can reject the offer. If the contractors, maybe, let me just use our company, American Partners, are giving a job, they can actually reject the offer to American Partners. American Partners will now send it to Commissioner of Works and say, this person, so-and-so, plot this, said his valuation, his amount is not okay for him, and they can actually review the price. So it goes both ways. Government can say this compensation is too much. Property owners also
have
rights.
And then they send their own
valuer. Yes, this is too
low.
Okay. Yes, government will send its valuer. Property owners too can also reject their valuation.
So in a case where perhaps what has happened now has happened, and then the affected individual feels that what was being paid is not equating to the value of his building, he can then employ his own personal private valuer to do this, and then he takes to the government.
The thing is, first of all, once you've been given that notice of demolition that your property is going to be affected for a public use, the first thing is to get an SA Surveyor and Valuer as your own attorney. A lot of people make the mistake of calling a lawyer, and a lawyer has no business knowing the kind of method of valuation we are using, the process or whatever it is that we need. So in case you're having a pavement, maybe you have a borehole or a pavement, and you're going to call a lawyer and say that this person put 5,000 naira instead of 10,000 naira, the lawyer cannot actually argue. But you actually need an estate surveyor and valuer that knows the process, that can tell the other surveyor, that the government owned surveyor, and compare your data and say, this is it. And most times, this thing actually reduces error, because oversight, we have a lot of demolition work we are doing. But if you've been given a demolition letter and you have your own, when we come for valuation, your valuer is near us. Say, no, you did not include this ball, he's supposed to be here. Oh, that's true, you write it down. There's no pavement. All those little things that can be an oversight is actually there. So firstly, not even after the demolition, it's once you just know that your property is going to be affected, just call your estate surveyor and valuer, go to the nearest firm and get one for yourself to represent you in your interest, because the contractors are working for the government. So you need someone that can work in your own interest to make sure that they get an adequate compensation for you.
Okay, I'm pretty sure a listener is learning about this now. The big question for us is, should compensation for demolished buildings also include the cost of the land? or just the structure? That's where the big question is. Should government also include the cost of the land when they are paying compensation and not just the structure? In fact, I'm surprised to hear now that even for the structure, government may not compensate for the whole structure if the whole structure was not affected.
Exactly.
So let's hear from you. Big question. Should compensation include the land as well and not just the structure? You can drop your comments on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. A question here from someone, Happy Michael, on Facebook. He says, I want to know if petrol station owners whose stations are closed for a long period should be compensated too. So if businesses are affected for a long period, can they, do they have a right to ask for compensation? Is there anything that a valuer can do for them?
We just value the affected areas, no matter how long. That's one of the reasons we're also saying one of the problems we have is that compensations are being paid late.
Mm.
If there's an assessment done maybe early 2015, we expect one of the solutions, like government should try and pay compensation early. At least once your assessment is done, within that year, within 6 months, your compensation should be paid so that people will not allow their properties to be abandoned, let fallow. Even a normal rented apartment.
Yes.
Once you just mark your property for demolition, tenants will be scared to even come and take those properties. So letting it fallow is one of the problems we have, and there's nothing we can do.
Okay. We go on a very short commercial. Remember, the question still is, should compensation for demolished buildings also include the cost of the land? Or are you okay with just being compensated for the structure? My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
You heard it here on the Morning Crossfire. Government doesn't pay for land when compensating. They don't even pay for the whole building unless the whole building is affected. In that case, well, you can make a case for yourself. Otherwise, they only would pay for the affected part. And there was something about construction rate of 2011, which is still being used now. That brings to light the disparity in inflation at the time, because you can't be paying someone in 2022 based on the economic situation of 2011. That's, I think that goes a long way to explain why people feel cheated when any time there's a compensation
process. Of course, because the value of 2022 can never be the value of 2011. Mm. So the cost per meter square should be reviewed. Very important.
All right. That's my guest, Dina Opula, an estate surveyor and valuer, member of the Nigerian Institution of Estate Surveyor and Valuers. Before we got to this point, I also told you what was said by the Commissioner of Works. Says due process was followed and nobody was paid, was compensated inadequately. Everybody was compensated according to the value of the property, he says. And there are some things that he said that perhaps could be looked at. So I just want us to listen and perhaps you tell us whether or not those things play any role when you're compensating for a demolished building.
No, you can't talk about range of payment because the properties are different in sizes and they are different in magnitude. It could be a one-room shop. It could be a one-story building. It's according to the square meter involved, you know, and the height of the building that compensation has been done. And all of this has been computed and valued accordingly, and we are following that chart. When you say government is paying 300,000 or 400,000, it does not make any sense to me. No two properties can be the same. There are some that could be 20 million, there are some that could be 50 million, there are some that could be 30 million, there are some that could be 60 million, there are some that could go as low as 500,000. It depends on what you have there. You could just have a kiosk there. Do you expect me to pay you 10 million for a kiosk? No, won't waste government money like that.
So, the height of the building and all of that, what role do they play?
Of course, like you mentioned, different properties have different values. You cannot compare the cost of a shop to the cost of a story building or duplex or a mansion. So they look at all those things. You also look at your fencing, your block works, everything that that has to do with the property is being looked into. So properties are never the same. So the value of your property is what you are going to work with. The features of your property is what you are going to work with. If they are going to cut out a particular area and you can find borehole, you can find block work, maybe a bungalow and all those things, the value of just property will keep increasing.
What about areas where land, maybe farming purposes and all of those, do they pay for those as well?
Yes. Well, as far as there's a use of that land. So most times you hear that even a person has a bare land, once they have a demolition notice, some people just start planting crops, doing something, digging borehole. Those use, government will surely pay for it as long as there's a work on your site. So crop has been paid for. Maybe there's an oil on your land or an economic use, they pay for all those stuff. But if your land is just there, but if your land is fenced, they also pay for the fencing because they may brush off the fence. So the block work and anything that's been on site.
Some people will say for a shop, for instance, if you're paying rent and government wants to compensate me for the shop, they should consider the fact that the money I make for this shop, rent-wise, that's the economic value. Shouldn't it be included in the compensation?
There are different methods of valuation when valuing your property. For hotels, they use the profit method because you know that it's an income-generating property. Some people use some properties. We use cost valuation method.
For shops, if you as a valuer and you were to do a valuation of a shop, what method would you use?
It's also a profit method.
And how does that work?
We look at the rent review of the shop, take the cost of the building and everything, put in place the income, the rent and everything, then calculate it, use our methods of valuation, calculate it and get the cost of it.
Okay.
That if they're taking the full shop, but if it's just a particular area, all those things will also be there too.
If it's a particular, if a part of the shop is affected, you'd also do the same thing for those affected parts.
But we take note that it's an income generating property.
Okay. All right. We'll open the phone lines and get your question, your opinion and questions coming now. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002 or 0817-923-0003. Those are the numbers for you to call. The question is, should compensation for demolished buildings also include the cost of the land or just the structure? Note, our guest has also said, government doesn't pay for land, but is that where we have the problem now? Because the cost of the land is not included. And when you look at the inflation rate and you're paying somebody, say, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million for a property that, let's assume, should worth 10, 15 million. First off, they can't purchase a land in certain areas with that amount of money. In fact, they can't purchase a land in the area where they originally had the property because they can't afford it anymore. That's what it means. Oh. They have to move somewhere else entirely, and not to talk about the inflation rate when you want to do building. That's
no.
So how does that work? Because you now look at the cost of building materials.
No, that's what I'm for you guys.
I understand you're for us, but it doesn't mean I shouldn't ask these questions.
Yeah, that's where the problem lies. So, we are saying that these are challenges that should be looked into. We're not saying that, yes, this is right. We are saying that this should be the construction rate should be reviewed. The laws that bind governors, the state government not to pay for land should be reviewed. So all these things are things we are saying that, yes, they are challenges, but they can be reviewed.
So then our lawmakers have to do something about looking at these things. Hopefully we'll get that done. But let some of the comments that you've put up for us on Facebook, I'll take a few of them, be a part of the conversation. We are live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. That's the handle. Precious Nduku on Facebook says the cost of the land should not be included as land belongs to government, but the cost of the whole property should properly be evaluated and paid for by the government in full, is what he thinks. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning. We lost our call. Happy Michael says, okay, Sachs Prince says, good morning. I do not suggest the idea of compensating landowners. The land belongs to the government. The landowner should use the building compensated money to buy a cheaper land elsewhere. Now, I spoke to a lawyer as well. We couldn't have him on the show, so I just had a conversation, short interview with him via telephone. Because of this particular issue, yes, we know that the government owns land, but is there somewhere in the law that says, because I bought this land and I have certain documents, I should also be compensated for it? This was what he had to say. He also spoke on the fact that tenants of properties should be compensated. Yeah. Let's listen to Dr. Kashmir Ofrum, a legal practitioner here in Port Harcourt.
Anybody who is aggrieved will go to court to ask for compensation to be paid in, because the provisions are there in the law. Anybody who has not been or shortchanged, for example, the tenants who own a shop ought to be paid compensation, because he has an interest in the property that has been acquired by the government. The fact that he's a tenant does not rob him of that interest that the law has accused, has given to him. And so they can have, the tenants are affected can have class action to ensure that they are adequately compensated.
All right, so you heard him there. Tenants also can seek for compensation. Soon says, good morning. I understood something here. The key word is enlightenment and exposure. I found out that most times, most residents of GRA in Port Harcourt, whose property were demolished and compensated, they didn't raise any eyebrow or protested compared to their counterparts in other areas. The government of the day knows better who they are dealing with. I feel for the less enlightened people. Michael Happy sent in this one. Ogundu is calling from UPTH. Good morning to you, Ogundu. What was that call? 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0007, or 0817-923-0009, the numbers to call to be a part of the conversation. This one says, good morning. If your guest in the studio is saying that government does not pay for the land, but rather the value of the property, how about in a situation where the government intends to compulsorily acquire a virgin land where there is no building on it? What will be remedy or compensation given to the owner of the land? Does it mean that the land will be acquired without compensation? Before you answer this question, let's take this call from John. John is calling from Igruta. Good morning, John.
Hello. Good morning, my guest. Please, I want to comment. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
On the land, as you said, land was bought by somebody, and he built house on top of land. Maybe he may buy the land by 2 million or 3 million. What men supposed to compensate? The people are saying that the land belongs to government. When the person is buying it, is he buying it through government or is he buying it for individual? The people supposed to compensate both the land and the house destroyed. I can say, because he buys land from the individual, not the government. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, John. John says, well, land should be paid for. And that's where there's a problem. If nothing is done about addressing that particular law, it means that any property that is demolished and you're to be compensated, you'd have to accept whatever the value of your property is outside the cost of the land.
Yes, that's just the law right now. And there's little or nothing apart from trying to review the law that is going to help anybody out. Because land is vested by the state government.
Mm-hmm.
They have authority over the land. And I heard someone that asked, what if it's a bare land? Nothing is done, no yes. block or no fence. Nothing will be paid. That's why I said when people that are actually aware of this, when they hear there's a demolition that is going to occur for compulsory acquisition, they start doing one or two things on their side.
An empty land, a fallow land without any value on top of it, and government wants that land, government is not paying for it.
No.
What if it's a situation where we have some sort of natural resources on the land, maybe oil or...
That is what I'm saying. That's what they will pay for. If there is any use, economic value, like crops, resources, or anything that has an economic value and it is your land, they will pay for that. But if you just grass, fallow land, nothing there, and they want to take part of it for road or for flight, whatever it is, Nothing is going to be paid for here.
Hello, Ogundu is back with us. Good morning.
Yeah, it's me. Sorry for that. I'm just trying to say something as far. For example...
Today has been a wonderful day with the phone lines. Really wonderful day. Send us WhatsApp messages 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. You can get to us using the WhatsApp portal as well on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. Same thing on Twitter. Compensation is on the depreciated value of the building and on crop enumeration. Eric Chooks sent in that. I wouldn't know what this means, if you can explain to us.
Is he saying is on the affected value of the building and if there are crops, anything that is on your land? That's what they are paying for, not the land. It's what is on the land they are paying for.
So if we are to tackle this at the moment, what advice would you give to property owners in case of future incidents?
Okay, number one, just make sure that you have an excess of real value by your side when your property is marked for demolition, so that at least the person can stand in for your interest and make sure that the value of your land, of your property, is being adequately looked into to make sure that at least it's substantial enough representing you. Secondly, you know that if it's government land and you went to buy property on government land and they want to use it for anything, they're not going to pay one naira even if you build a mansion on it.
Okay. At least that should be known.
Yes, people should know. So if you bought, after they just go back to their record and see that this is your house, this is
on a government property,
they are going to take over. So you don't even expect any form of compensation on the land. Then if you feel that your property is not being, you're not well compensated, you have the right to reject it. All you need to do is go to the contracting firm that has been given the job, reject the offer and say, no, this value you gave to me is not worth it, I'm not taking it, and everything. Lay your complaints rightly. They will send the message, they will write to the Commissioner of Works and say, this person so said his value, the property value is not adequate enough. And they will review it. Because even government reviews compensation that we send to them when they want to pay, when it's time for payment. So government reviews, you as a property owner, you have the right to also review it, to reject it rather. And all right, make adequate claims.
Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Okay. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Okay. Hello. Sorry about that. You'd have to try and call us back. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning. And we also lost that call. Let's have this at the back of our minds, that the word compensation is something, typically money awarded to someone in recognition of loss, suffering or injury, different from purchase. In this case, government is compensating here. Unduku is on from Facebook. you would have to provide the answers now for this, because the fact that this is what is the law says makes it even more difficult for people. If, what would it take, first of all, to have an estate valuer? That's something that perhaps many people shy away from it because they don't want to spend money or they feel like it's quite expensive. So maybe you tell us that after now. Maurice from Omok is on the line. Good morning, Maurice.
Hello, good morning.
You're welcome. Go on.
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning to you.
He's saying that there are lands that belong to the government. I want to know, are there lands that don't belong to the government?
Okay. Of course there are.
Okay.
Thank you very much. He was saying, we mentioned lands that belong to government properties and those that are not. Yes, there are properties that don't belong to government. Yes. Where I'm staying is not owned by the government. This particular place now was bought. So this is where it's tricky, and that's why the Land Use Act perhaps should be looked into again. Because if you're saying that is this land now?
All land belongs to the government.
So it says all land belongs to the government.
Yes.
But then I'm buying the land from an individual.
Privately
owned. Their own.
Yes.
All right? But then when the government comes and they want to do something on the land.
For
public use. They now compensate me for what I have on the land and not for the land I bought.
Isn't
that something? It then brings this conundrum. It's a confusion.
But that's why there's actually a compensation, because they also realize that it's an individually owned land. Yes.
But I paid for the land.
Yes, you paid for the land, but now they're telling you, okay, I know it's an individually owned land and you've done some improvements on your land. That's what I'm going to pay for, because the law says I have all lands in my power.
That's why we're saying, if you're telling me that I would pay for what is on the land, of course. You're supposed to pay me for how much I spent to, you know, increase the value of the land.
I understand. But if we are also saying they should put the land, that is where the law is backing the government. That's why no matter where you go to court and say, oh, government should pay for this land for the public use, as long as it's land, not an improvement, it's not going to be there, because the law is already backing the government that all lands are vested in their authority.
All right, Lucky from Port Harcourt. What was that? Cyril from Echie. Good morning.
From Echie.
Yeah, go ahead, Cyril. Good morning.
Based on the demolition.
Oh, goodness. Today is... Can you hear us, Cyril?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, based on that conversation, there is something government is not doing. They are not doing regional and proper planning. For instance, now, if you go to Greater Sokoto City, they are supposed to plan that way. Drainage, water, and give a minimum setback for.
Apologies, Cyril, but we have to end the call here. We can't really hear you. A message on WhatsApp now says, does this apply to land with C of O? So if the person has a land with C of O and then there's... So whatever it is, regardless of a C of O, government is not paying for the land. Government is only paying for what you have on the land, the value you've added, and not the land itself. That's what it is now. So I think it's your duty to call on your lawmakers to look into this and see that it is being addressed. This one says, good morning. How do you value a building when it has been demolished by government, just as it happened now at NTA Road? I think you said something about this. They need to have a valuer before.
Yes, it's very important. Once you've been given the notice of demolition, just walk into an estate surveying and valuation firm and request for someone to look out for your interest. And you mentioned what it's going to take.
Exactly, because people are worried about how much they need to spend for these things.
Yeah, there's a fee. There's a professional fee for that. It all depends on the firm you meet for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's no like universal fee?
No, most times evaluation is 10% of the total cost of your property, the worth of your property. But in the case of them representing you for your interest, I guess 5% is
okay. So if they're representing you for your interest, at the end of everything they get 5% from it?
Yes.
If nothing comes out?
There's something to come out.
If nothing comes out, what happened?
If they know that, they also advise.
Let's take, for instance, some of the aggrieved people now at the Rumokuta and Boba Axis had employed your services and you're expecting to get 5% at the end of, and then, well, government being government and how government operates, sometimes nothing comes out.
From compensation?
Yeah.
Government pays for compensation.
Okay.
There's, as long as your property was affected and there's a value in your property, they pay for that. You might say yes, it's not adequate enough,
yes,
but they must surely pay you something for your land, okay, for your property.
This question here says, I should ask you why government takes money before issuing CFO on those same land that government will not pay for when they want to demolish properties. My guest has her hands in the air. If you're watching on Facebook, you'd see that. Nigeria Info PH. We don't have a lot of time on our hands. We'll be wrapping things up here for Jude to come in and continue with Hello Port Harcourt. It's been great having this conversation with you. But then you also heard the part of a lawyer who says, even as a tenant, well, you have a right to be compensated and you can go seek for it. All you need to do is get some legal advice. I'm pretty sure you've learned a thing or two. Thank you very much, Dina Opula, for your time.
Thank you.
And for being a part of the conversation today.
You're welcome.
Remember, again, the first thing she says that was shocking to me, government does not pay for land. It's not really shocking to me. What was most shocking was the fact that they don't even pay for the whole structure if the whole structure is not affected. So I see some buildings at Rumola at the time where just the front of it was chopped off. And those buildings are almost useless now. And then you were saying that the government would not pay for all of it just for what was chopped off. The major call at the end of the day would be lawmakers, representatives of the people. Now is when we want to see how well you represent your people. Something should be done, especially about the construction rates of 2011. We cannot use that as a means to quantify a building of today, looking at the inflation rate. Once again, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Jude is coming in. Stay tuned. Tomorrow, the Morning Crossfire comes again with more interesting topics. Good morning.